Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
In the spirit of healthy children and the show you were just listening to, I want to talk about adolescence and sex. And they're now proving more and more that keeping close tabs on your adolescence helps reduce risky sexual behavior, according to a new study. And the researchers are saying that parental monitoring, in general, delays initiation of sexual intercourse and increases condom and contraceptive use. And you know, we talk so much on this show about communication with your teens. How important it is that you know what they're doing, who they're texting, what websites they go on. Now, they're not going to show you everything and they're not going to share everything, but they do share enough if you have a good relationship and you make it known that you're not judging, you just want to see, because in this day and age, it can be so dangerous to be on different websites, to be on Yik Yak and Instagram and Snapchat, which disappears after a little bit. So it's so important that you communicate with your kids. And now these kinds of studies come out that say that if you are more involved with your children, that this is more effective in reducing risky sexual behavior, especially in boys, but also in girls. So I think it's important as parents, we talk to our children, communicate, know what they're doing, talk to them about sex early and often, and make sure that they understand. I talk to my 15-year-old son about this all the time, and my 13-year-old daughter, but she comes to me with more things, and so him I have to kind of go to. But now it comes to the point where he comes to me with questions, and that makes me so happy, because now I know that when he's got questions, he doesn't even go to his dad. He comes to me because he feels like he can trust me and that I'm not going to judge and I'm not going to keep bringing it up afterwards. That's one thing he told me. So parents, learn this. You can't keep bringing it up afterwards. You can't throw it in their faces. You can't hold grudges about things that they've told you or asked you. You can't wallow in whatever it is they're saying. You have to take it at face value, be the adult in the relationship, give them really good common sense advice about protection and condoms and risky sexual behavior, and they will communicate with you. And it just really is being proven more and more that it helps reduce that risky behavior and even possibly delay intercourse for kids. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up.